So anyway, I took him up there to church. This was one of the strangest things. Most if you knew how it worked, you would be amazed. God Almighty, God Almighty can do some great things.
I know he can. I know it can. I've
well,
been
do what he do what he does, what he tells you to do, do it right.
Do it right. Yes, sir. They can do some healings and things that. Of course, I don't know what they do up there. Do they have healing services up there too? They don't heal.
No, they usually
right about after the service or something, not before they let out, I think they do it. No, when I went...
I knew his family. Even some of his brothers, I knew that Johnny Butler got killed.
Yeah.
Up here, from his airplane.
And at Andorville, wasn't he from Andorville? Yeah, he was the one that flew in on the Anfield beachhead. This was where they went into France. Wasn't it when it went over the canal?
I didn't know what I'd done to my arm, but
I certainly give it a yankee. They had stuck like posts and things down in the ground there, so when they would fly in, you know, it would tear them up. That's how many of those boys got killed going there. The Germans had been over there and had taken posts and put them all in there. Because I guess some had got in, so that's what they did. They went down there and did it. And
wasn't there a high-ranking officer with him?
No, not then.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Maybe that was something else. Well, I heard somebody tell us about
it. When I first went over,
Started
it.
Yep.
You want to be the first one before it gets shut down. Yep. Or them things you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. It was a nice big beach there. And
his first wife works around the Quillen.
Peggy Butler. Oh, I know her. Yeah, she used to live there where Jack lives, on one side of that house. Huh?
This Butler.
Johnny?
He was this fellow's mother. Come in here and got rid of this girl, but I had never seen him. I didn't know him.
Younger?
Huh?
Younger.
Yeah. His father had just gone. But I started telling him about this thing. What's the first thing you know? He took it right up. God Almighty done something to that fellow. He practically went nuts. But this was God Almighty doing this. But right away, he threw this thing up. He must have thought it was true. He must have thought I was telling the truth, which I was.
Mm-hmm.
And so right away he wanted to go up there and be baptized. And he did.
Mm-hmm. Well, he knew he could trust you and that you was telling him the truth. See, a lot of them, sometimes people don't want to. Well, they think you're telling them things that's wrong and they can't get it in their head.
They don't know themselves.
No. And then they can't comprehend.
God might have really done something. I took him up there to church to talk to the preacher. The preacher didn't hear him up. It's a sad thing the way things go sometimes. This was a sad thing. Because this was a God Almighty shook that fellow up to it. He didn't know today from yesterday. I mean, just like they go to me. Well, he just like went out of his mind.
Hmm.
But he come out of winter, he went there then and got baptized. First night he went up there and got baptized. And God Almighty has blessed him, that fellow. The whole Bible just opened right up to him.
I like that.
And now wherever he goes, he's teaching people, teaching.
Just like a prophet.
Yeah. Yes. Boy, listen. You know, that Holy Spirit, now look, you can, it can really turn you around. I know I was over to Gatlinburg twice. They had some, it was preachers there from everywhere. And of course anybody else wanted to go could go. And such preaching I had never heard. And their healing services and different things that they had there. We never went out of the building. Well, we was in a hotel. They had the whole thing in the hotel. And that's all that was there, was just Christian people. And the whole damn floor, the whole bottom floor, had a big ballroom that was all used for just service. And honey, the last night I was there, they come in from downtown. They were sitting on the floor down the aisles and standing up outside the doors looking in and everything. There was so many of them. But they were healing people there. We had one girl went down with us on the bus from Baltimore. And Lester Summerall was preaching. And all at once, this girl started to scream. And he just looked back, kept right on preaching, walking back and forth. And directly she let it go again, you know, just let off the scream. And we was all looking at her, you know. But he kept right on preaching. The third time that she'd done it, he said to the ushers, because they were sitting up front, he says, "Ushers, let's go back there and bring that devil up here. Said, we don't want him in here. We're not going to have him in our services." And when they started to take her down the aisle, one of them had one side and one the other, she was going this way and they was trying to get her down there. Well, they got her down. And he just put both hands right around her head and hollered at that thing to come out of her. And when it did, she just went poof, right back in the floor. She just passed right out. That thing left her. And she could, and everywhere when she fell, when she went back, she went back for a few seconds and she said, I see Jesus. I see Jesus. I see Jesus. So I said, there's things that you just wonder, you know, how, well, it's all in the Bible and it's all there for us to do, but we just never take advantage of it. And it's for us to do. Anybody that...
Yeah.
But it's, it was something.
If they're preaching the Bible, preaching the six sermons on this.
Well, the man that has those, he has the best. He had Hagin, Kenneth Hagin was one of the preachers, and Summerall was one. We had, great, I'll not think of his name now, because he preached just down in below Tennessee there and in the lower part. And he went in the mission, on the mission field, and he got back while we was there. And I've got a couple of his tapes and the places that they had preached down in Africa and around. So they'd bring monkey claws and stuck up when they finally found out they weren't living right, but they was worshiping these animals and things. Said they would bring these baskets of monkey heads and stuff and just dump them right up on the platform they had built there. Oh. See, it was stuff they were keeping. You know, they thought it was
sacred.
Sacred or something. Yeah.
Oh.
Now we don't know. We don't know what goes on in this world. I'm telling. I think I have that tape on now. When I find it, I'll bring it out and play it for you someday.
If you want to hear a preacher preach.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of tapes up there.
Have you?
That preacher's wife, she preaches to you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she can tell you
something. You can tell you something.
What are their names?
She knows. Trout.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about. She used to come in the store and I sold her boys' clothes. She had a couple boys. One boy, one girl.
They're both married now. And he's got a little boy, just born a few months ago.
For goodness sake. Yeah, she used to come in.
But he preaches here part of the time now.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to. Shouldn't say that. I don't like to preach too much. He gets excited and hollers groups now.
Boy, Grandpa used to read the Bible, didn't he? I can remember.
Mom Boy.
Sit there every afternoon in the rocking chairs after they had their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have been much, but they always had their lunch, and he always said grace.
Mm-hmm.
And, they'd sit there and read their Bibles till they went to sleep, maybe.
Yeah, I had a lot of Bible teaching when I grew up, but Dad really poured it out on me.
You were the little one.
I think I know what happened. You see, the rest of my brothers had no respect for Dad and his Christian attitude. That's the most saddest thing that you could ever imagine. John used to do things just to penalize him.
He was a big tease anyway.
Yeah, he was a big tease. He used to tease me, and in the winter time, you know, of course we wore long underwear. They're down to our ankles, and he'd call me feather legs, and I'd get aggravated.
Oh, you what?
Feather legs.
Feather legs.
I had these long underwear on. I'd get aggravated. He'd do it just to get me going.
Yeah, but God Almighty, John didn't do right, sir. John was wicked. John did wicked things. Terrible things. And when I made was a terrible, bad influence on me, I wasn't like that. I wasn't.
You wanted him to do what was right.
I wanted to do what was right because from a kid, my dad, in fact, my dad taught me, see, after they left. He really taught me, and I know now why he did it. He knew that John and the rest of the boys had no thought of any hereafter or what to do or what.
But then he,
That's a terrible thing to me. We're in a mess here anyhow, I'll tell you.
We are in a mess.
Just what are we going to do? We're not even going to get off this planet. God Almighty's not going to even take us off this planet if we don't do figure out what's right, what the Bible tells us. I mean, it's a cussed on godly churches on every street corner. I went to see some of them people here in town to try to teach them.
Well, Grandpa, I tell you one thing. Grandpa must have known the Bible because didn't they preach up at the ME church?
Yeah.
He preached at the...
I get that book.
Scare yourself.
up here at this church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think who was the minister there then.
I bet Grandpa,
Collins? Was it Collins? Right?
See, since I've got old here, and I've lost my senses if I'm not here to think of stuff.
I just don't feel bad. I can't even. We're all getting it.
I know his name. I couldn't forget it. Got a boy lives in Farmington.
It's Collins.
Collins.
Yeah, Collins. Ed Collins is the one lives in Farmington. What was Preacher Collins's name?
I don't know what his first name is.
Ask Ted. He can tell you everybody's name in town.
That Ted is something else.
Yes.
That Ted is something else.
But I'll say, well, who was that? Who was so-and-so, you know? I'll try to get it out to him who I'm trying to think of, and he'll come up with the answer.
Remember, Grandpop's old red, what kind of chickens were they? Rhode Island red chickens Grandpop had when they lived around here in town, next to us.
I guess I didn't know much about them.
Well, he had some Rhode Island reds. Mom had the nest egg, the China nest egg. That he used to
put in the nest for.
For the new layers, I guess. Wonder what good that did.
I don't know.
Why didn't a hen know enough when she had to lay?
What chickens I had didn't get a China egg.
Well, that's what she had. They had a china egg that they put in the nest.
I used to have one, but I don't think I have it anymore. What's happened to it? And I had one of them.
Anyway, I didn't know this thing. And it's only a year or two ago, somebody come town, preached up there.
That your dad
M.A. Church?
No, I don't know that he ever preached over one Sunday. But he did, and he just amazed people.
I bet, yes, sir, he
this,
did.
This man had told me about it. See, it was just amazing people because they didn't hear stuff like this.
Yeah, and he was telling them. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
A shame.
It's a shame he didn't.
Didn't get a tape of it, isn't it?
Yes, and it's a shame he didn't have the opportunity when he was younger. Nowadays, they would call. I think nowadays they would do more calling because, a lot of times they add their old.
Like a lay minister.
See, yes. Pop moved to town here, and the preacher didn't want work done there on the church, but Dad got him.
Really?
Not bad. Your dad was good friends. Well, see, Dad didn't believe his church by no means.
But nobody gave him a good chance to witness.
But when he told them people, and this fellow told me this, the story he told them about David.
Who was it told you? Do you remember who told you?
No, I don't. Because it's somebody. It's just that I knew, and they just started telling me about this. I guess they had went there that day. But he could tell them stories. So wonderful. I'll tell you. I'm telling you, he told me these stories, see, I was the only one home there.
Uh-huh.
The others had left, and he got so he would tell me all these stories and things.
From the Bible.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of them.
You see, he had read them, and he had probably heard them, too.
He knew it by heart. He knew right where you found everything.
He must have known. He must have.
Chapter, book, and everything. Verse, the whole works.
He knew the law of a wonderful.
Remember, Grandma?
I didn't have much trouble finding the books in it, but I...
Would to God it could ever have had a church like this in our town now.
Oh, yeah.
It took them to something. It was like that Brother Church. I don't know all of you girls. Think kind of thing other than what that thing's a mess.
Yeah, I haven't been in a Brethren church in I don't know when. But I do know too, when we lived in Farmington, the kids, I sent them down to that little church, the Sunday school. And then they were there, we were there one Christmas and they was in the Christmas program. And Ralph was I don't know whether he was six that year. I think he was either six or seven. And they give him a speech to say. So when he got up there to say his, they had a big Christmas tree up there all lit up. He goes around back of the Christmas tree and says his speech. He said it loud enough they could hear it. But he got back of the Christmas tree and...
Is that right?
Oh dear.
Well, the people, they'll never forget that because he just went up there and just looked around and he walked right back to that tree and said his speech. But they really did.
That was pretty good.
That was.
But John. And Bill, Bill, he always acted like he was trying to do his own way or do it right.
How about Uncle Tom? Of course, he never come, he wasn't down here, did he? He come, he stayed up there.
Stayed up there. But see, he come down there a few times there just before he died.
Oh, yeah, I know, he visited.
He come here to the shop.
Yeah, he visited.
Was.
So, did you get a chance to talk to him then?
Well, didn't he used to stay out here to the hotel?
Yeah.
Swain's Hotel.
That's where he stayed.
Yeah.
That's where he stayed.
And
they drank. This shirt. Lifeguard.
Yeah.
You know, he drank a lot. He didn't drink anything. He'd give him, I'd give him some cough medicine or some cold medicine.
He didn't do any drinking around home. As I tell you, Almina, she'd take the broom and she...
Who was that?
Ted's mother. It was Ted's father, you mean? Ted's father?
Yeah.
No, sir, honey, they were, nobody brought it in the house. Might have ran there, and if they got it any place, they got it out of there. Yeah. She made it.
Tom drank bad.
Oh, I never knew that.
But when he come down here, he'd sit over there in that playing place all day long. And I'd want to go somewhere, so I'd be able to take Tom along and call up over there. No, he's up here. I'm sure. Up here.
And he was sitting in there all the time.
Sitting there, drunk.
That's the reason they were saying he wasn't there.
He come back.
No, I didn't know he drank.
He come over here to me sometime before me. The last time he come across there, his briar stuck up down this. And he walked right through them. He didn't know what they were. He was drunk, you know, and he just staggered.
He just fired right through him, huh?
He waded right through them. So where was Russell at? Somebody was near her house. Oh, there in the gardens.
Grandpa and Grandmom, did they have a garden? Yeah, they had a garden there.
Oh, yes.
Then town? Because our garden backed right up to theirs.
Uh-huh.
And of course, he had his chickens on the other side. And what was that last car he had? I remember coming to town.
It seemed like
it took you forever.
The only one I remember was the old Chalmer.
No, there was one. Wasn't there another one after that?
Yeah, but I think it was Ford.
Ford. Model T.
Probably Model T, yeah.
Model T, I remember coming to town.
Because Dad bought a Model T while we lived out there. Had them three lights in the back.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
And I remember Grandmom always planted the beans that bloomed the red flower.
Yeah.
Beside the porch where the pump was.
Yes. Yeah, I remember
that. You remember that? No, I remember.
Do you remember the time the hornet stung you? It was early in the morning, and I guess it was summertime, and the hornet got in your room upstairs.
Stung me right in the gullet.
I didn't know where it stung you, but...
Well, what'd they put on it?
I don't.
I don't know what you put on them.
They've done wrong things to hurt
you. They can knock you down. I don't know. I don't remember
what they did for it.
I found some salve or something to put on.
Put on it, yeah. Baking soda or something.
How long have they had baking soda?
Ever since I can remember.
No.
Uh-uh.
Well.
And Grandmama always put essence in her coffee. Remember that?
She'd come into Jacob's store and get that little box, pink box, was about that tall. About that big around. And what did all it did was make the coffee blacker, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it also made it strong.
That it made it stronger. Essence.
I use just about a quarter of a teaspoonful when I make me a cup of it, because I don't like it strong. I just want a little bit of the taste in the water, and that's all I want.
Well, now,
yeah, it's too bad. Pop didn't
have the opportunity to preach, huh?
He doesn't do that no more, but he didn't seem to have that time that I did. But he preached to me, see, because I was the only one home, I would listen to him.
And you had a chance to learn a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he did it a purpose because he wanted me to know. Right. The other boys would listen to him.
Well, you gained.
Yeah.
You gained.
Yeah, I learned.
That's right.
Them stories of Joseph and
Samson and his
shame. We never realized how much
we were missing.
Right.
Yeah. If he would have had that, of course, it was his mind, the way he wanted to do it, but if he'd have liked the family when he was home once in a while, he could have started talking to his stories. The ordinary people around, you'd be surprised how little they know about the Bible.
Great. A lot of them have Bibles, but they don't read them.
Most of them don't want to know,
That's right, they don't.
Yeah.
Well, it's deep.
You know Muriel's been to Israel.
It's something to see. Just something. It isn't a big country. Now, I come back and I had a map and it had to give the square miles on it. So I looked in a book that I had home there to see about what state, because I thought Delaware wasn't quite as big. And it in New Jersey, just about fit. Just about that size. But I'll tell you what it did. It wasn't very long and it wasn't very wide. But they took us down in where
up around the end of the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah, the whole west coast is right down the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
And we was down along there, two or three places. We stopped in Jaffa. We always said Jaffa. They say Jaffa or something like that in the Hebrew. Well, we had Jewish fellows that was our guide. Yeah, we went different places down there. There was even some of the old Roman aqueducts still down along that western coast. and there was, there was two big amphitheaters that they had built out of stone. Great big old amphitheaters.